Hello, everyone, and welcome to Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown, your weekly recap of AEW Dynamite. I am your host, as always, Siva Corny, joined by April.
Hi.
Getting some news?
It's just my math grade.
No. It's not a good face, son.
Well, I got such a high score on this test, and it only made my grade like 1% higher.
Averages.
Okay, averages, but all of my grades so far is A, B plus, and 1C. That's a high C.
So you got a B plus?
I have a 91.58%.
What are you complaining about? Carol Baskins. April.
Yeah.
It's been a wild, wild week.
I'm tired.
In wrestling.
Yes.
April's tired.
I meant like just tired of all the drama.
All right, so last week, Monday, WWE was marked. Was that
Monday?
Or was that Friday?
What do you mean?
Oh my God. When were they marked essential?
Oh, okay. That was definitely...
That was Monday. Because No Way Jose was essential.
Yes. Oh, now not any longer.
Coming to find out that the governor of Florida marked WWE as an essential business. Therefore, they can continue to tape live shows.
And I was telling you Monday, I was like, I don't even want to watch this. I don't even want to watch this. I was mad. I was very mad.
Oh, yeah. It was very fucking aggravating.
Yeah, but then you were like, it's on. And then we watched it. And I was like, I don't even want to watch this. I'm so fucking annoyed.
It wasn't good.
Not even that it wasn't good. I'm just annoyed that what a slap in a lot of people's faces.
Oh, 100%. Coming to find out, Linda McMahon is in charge of a super PAC that donated somewhere around $17 to $18 million to the Florida governor.
They have no money to give their employees, though. You know what?
We're not there yet.
Whatever. They don't have any money, okay?
No money. Then we also come to find out that the Florida sheriff, where they film, multiple times
Orange County, California,
tried to shut down WWE and their tapings. I think it's like Orange City, so it's not far. Mm-hmm. Shut down the tapings, to which the WWE did not do, obviously. And then it was marked as an essential business again. Fast forward to...
Okay, wait, can we acknowledge that real quick? You're just going to right go past that?
Oh, it's super shady and it's super shitty.
No, I mean like, because we watched Raw and like everyone was like done to the nine and no social distancing whatsoever.
Oh yeah, their makeup and hair people were obviously back. But they're taking safer
precautions.
Oh yeah. Jerry the King Lawler was back, sitting directly in between Baron Saxton and Tom Phillips. No social distancing whatsoever. No masks, no anything. Everyone was there. Backstage, interviewers.
Fucking everyone. Everyone. And it made the show, like, so much worse.
Yes.
It really did.
Yeah.
At one point, like, one of the ladies asked, I think it was AJ Styles, or no, it was Aleister Black, and they were like, how do you plan on, what's your game plan? And he was like, my game plan is to win. And I was like...
Great.
That doesn't even sound like something Aleister Black would ever say.
Great that they were there to ask that question.
Oh my God, it was so fucking dumb. Anyways. What's your game plan next week?
Come Tuesday, no news, no nothing came out. And then Wednesday, around 11 o'clock Pacific time, they started laying people off. About 20 on-air talents. Drake Maverick, Kurt Hawkins, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, EC3, Leo Rush, Eric Young, Heath Slater, Aiden English, Kurt Angle, Sarah Logan, Mike Chioda, Eric Rowan, Primo, Epico, Mike and Maria Kanellis, Zack Ryder, Noé Jose, and Rusev.
I feel like you said Eric Rowan twice, but that's okay.
I said Eric Young and Eric Rowan.
Oh, there we go.
Also find out multiple producers were laid off. Lance Storm, Billy Kidman, Mike Rotunda, Fit Finley, Pat Buck, Sean Daivari, Scott Armstrong, Sarah Stock, Shane Helms, all laid off, as well as multiple coaches from NXT in the Performance Center. Writer Andrea Listenberg tweeted that she had also been let go. She was the person writing the whole Otis and Mandy storyline.
Yeah. So.
Which brings us to today.
What do you mean brings us to today? Well, we're not going to acknowledge any of that. All that's wild. So out of everyone, who was like the most shocking to you to be released?
Probably.
Out of the talent.
Honestly, the ref Mike Chioda, just because he had been there 31 years.
Nah. No, I meant like the people, the wrestlers, but that's just me.
Probably Gallows and Anderson. Because they had just signed huge contracts like months ago.
I'm surprised they let Heath Slater go.
Yeah, Heath Slater, Hawkins and Ryder.
Yeah.
I feel like Hawkins has been fired like three times, so it's not that shocking.
He's like, I'm used to it.
Yeah, but Zack Ryder is pretty crazy. Also, Sarah Logan. Really like the only female wrestler that they let go.
Which is also weird. Lately, they just used her. Two of the people on that list were just shown on Monday.
Just lost. No Way Jose and Sarah Logan. So Sarah Logan flies out to Raw, endangers herself and her family to lose a match and then get fired just a couple days later.
So wild. But her Instagram is also wild if you guys want to check that out. If you like to see hunting.
April is obsessed with Sarah Logan's.
I was shocked. I was more shocked than anything.
Sarah Rowe, as it's been changed to now.
Oh my goodness. Whoa. Don't care. It's just lame. She is like the only chick that was let go. Why didn't you fire the Iconics? I haven't seen them in 800 years.
I mean, Maria Kanellis got fired, but
they didn't even want to be there anyways.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, people that were let go that wanted to not be there. So, like, Rusev wasn't that surprising because he had been, like, trying to get out, I thought. I feel like
he just wasn't happy.
Yeah, but still.
But was still, well, like, Lana's still working. Yeah, which is.
Lana's still collecting.
You think they would have learned from Ambrose. Like, you let one of them go, that the dude's probably going to go do really awesome things.
Oh, wow. You don't think Renee's doing awesome things?
Well, yeah, but
she is much happier not in that commentator part.
Oh, yeah.
So much happier.
Come to find out, they're also all locked on 90-day non-competes.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah, which is really cool. So let's say AEW does travel back to Jacksonville and starts taping some shows. It's not like Rusev or Ryder could show up. They saw the 90 days, which could quite, that's probably the worst part of this.
Wait, how can that even be a real thing?
It's in their contracts.
Oh, okay, but wouldn't the contract be broken because they fired them?
Nope.
These contracts are seriously sounding illegal.
Yeah. And that's a lot of the independent contractor, non-independent contractor thing.
Okay, whatever. Oh, okay. That's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, it's like if Red Bull maybe signed a non-compete.
I have a non-compete. I always have a non-compete.
Yeah.
But
it depends on how it's written. Even if their contract is terminated, you might not be allowed to go.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I do have a non-compete with my job.
Yeah.
But mine is, the thing that is really different is that clearly I'm in the beauty industry, so it's all different. But I have a 6-month, 5-mile, as long as I'm 5 miles away.
Yeah.
So So mine actually doesn't really hold that ground. You know what I mean? I have to just be further away from my work. So, like, their non-compete is clearly they can't do anything.
Red Bull made me sign a non-compete. The company. Why? The company that I was working for was IDI Distributors. And then when they lost Red Bull as a product, I quit. And they enforced their non-compete. So I couldn't go work for Red Bull because it was a beverage company. Cool.
People are wild. Okay.
So Vince McMahon's a fucking shithead. He was also named...
Oh my God, Trump's
economic
just
advisor?
Gay lover? I don't know.
Not that that's a bad thing.
You said that's not a bad thing?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't really care. I think that Trump is like up his dick for dumb reasons, for selfish reasons.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. But Dana White and Vince McMahon were named on the Economic Advisement Board. We didn't even get into the whole Dana
White. I don't give a fuck about that guy. I've never liked UFC, so I don't care.
Wrestling Island.
And go make your dumb island. Stay there. Go there. Stay there forever. Who cares? I hate UFC. I have no desire.
So, we didn't watch... I got fired shirt up. The best shirt on.
So, we're supposed to acknowledge why we're not going to do SmackDown this week.
We're not going to do SmackDown ever again.
Oh my God, it got serious
real fast. I am 100% done with WWE as a company and as a product.
Steve is done.
I have zero interest in furthering any agenda that Vince McMahon and his family have. Like,
wait, how do you really feel? Because this is like a 30-year breakup right here.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. The putting people in danger, not telling Jerry Lawler to stay the fuck home. Not telling Daniel Bryan to stay the fuck home. Not acknowledging Roman Reigns at all now.
Roman Reigns doesn't exist. Now, you know what? You know what my happiest feeling is right now? Now I don't have to watch Choo Choo Train as the fucking champion.
Yeah, we literally... What did we even do yesterday? I feel like we watched YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube, played the island, played your island game. I mean, like, it was almost too much wrestling, so, like, I'm kind of glad. I do. It sucks because there's people I like. There's people I like and people I'd like to support, but, like, yo, this is fucking nonsense. Like, we're in a pandemic. I get it. Like, you were probably bound to lay off people anyways.
But they didn't have to.
No,
they
didn't have
to. That's the main thing. Smaller companies like Ring of Honor, which I know.
But why wouldn't you just furlough all these people, like how they furloughed like their writers or whatever, and instead like
I don't know if it's something with the contract,
right? But I mean, you were gonna sit there and tell me you think they're gonna bring No Way Jose back? I'm not trying to be rude.
Let's put his theme music in here.
I don't.
No way.
I didn't mind him. It's just that they butchered him. As soon as he moved up from NXT, he like didn't even
exist. I was just saying his theme was a real fucking banger. It was great. But companies like Ring of Honor and New Japan are continuing to pay their employees and wrestlers. No contracts are being termed, nothing of that nature. And those are much smaller companies. Ring of Honor is owned by another devil, Sinclair Broadcasting. But New Japan is... a lot of these companies live off of like house shows and shit, which
do you think that Daniel Bryan is just like not caring?
I don't know.
I hope they bring it up on the Bellas podcast. I should listen.
I mean, honestly.
Well, because Brie brought it up and was like, you know, I have to worry about my husband who has has immune problems and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then like he can't come see us and. I would be fucking livid if I was over 6 months pregnant with a toddler and you couldn't come home to help me. Let me fucking tell you something.
B-I-R.
Oh, that was so cute. She was like singing her name on the loud piano. Barty.
Well, then it come. I believe in the Facebook group that I'm in now. that Vince McMahon wants to start recording shows again.
What?
Yeah. So he's flip-flopping on that. Yeah.
Probably because he had more viewers with the recorded shows?
I don't fucking know.
Well,
the ratings for everything have been abysmal and going down. Raw is some of the lowest rated. SmackDown, lowest rated.
NXT keeps beating AEW, though, which I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess like what we're trying to tell everyone who's listening in the world right now.
If you on SmackDown or WWE News, this won't be the place for it anymore.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much done.
I'm done.
Whoa. Steve is fucking done. I don't want to say I'm done forever.
I'll continue supporting Up Up Down Down, Kana Chan, Cesaro on like Twitch, stuff like that, but I literally have no...
I'll keep supporting the Bellas podcast.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in...
You don't, you're going to sit here and tell me, let me play you out a scenario, okay?
Okay.
4 years from now, the pandemic is over.
4 years of this? Are you home that entire 4 years?
I have committed murder because I've been home for 4 years. No. I'm talking about just like in general. Okay, 4 years later, everything's better. Pandemic's over, blah, blah, blah. We have the brand new Raiders Stadium open. We're finally doing well. Economy's going. We're going to get WrestleMania.
Vince McMahon needs to die or leave.
That's the only way we'll go to WrestleMania.
100%.
Oh my God.
Because okay. No matter what he says.
Everyone remember this message right here. No matter, I guarantee you WrestleMania will come here in like 4 years.
No matter what.
Into Las Vegas.
Anybody says it's him. He's the final call on all of it.
Maybe. Oh, I almost said something really horrible on audio.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that stuff.
I won't.
I know what you were going to say. Because you cray. You shouldn't have put it in that fucking You Don't Know Jack game we played. Now we're on a list.
I don't give a fuck. But, okay, well, all right. You heard it here. Steve will refuse to go, even if WrestleMania comes to Vegas.
Yep. In no, money
2023.
Well, 4 years would be to 2024.
You heard it here. I don't do math.
But Elimination Chamber's here, let's say, in a year from now. No, I have fucking zero interest.
Cool. That's just going to save me so much money.
And I this isn't the first time I fell out of it. Like,
well, okay, we were supposed to go to Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
Which has clearly been canceled. I'm waiting to hear back about that refund.
Yeah. So they rescheduled it. They moved it, they said. To May of 2021.
But I would rather just be able to buy my ticket then.
Yeah.
Because I obviously need that money now. I'm not working.
But it's like, well, you didn't really reschedule it.
That's just next year's.
That's just next year's.
But in a sense, you know.
Because they're still having it.
Yeah. And they're still having it in Vegas.
They have no idea where they're having it.
What?
They don't know where they're having it. It's an undisclosed location because they don't know.
No, dude, that's not what it said in my email.
I know that might not be what it said in your email, but that's what it says.
Let me go back and read this. Okay, but Steve is done. He is very much done with his...
So the question...
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess it just says been rescheduled to May 29th next year.
Yeah.
It doesn't say at MGM.
So okay. The question comes up. How are we going to only cover AEW and extend that? Because right now our shows are about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And that's half of a Dynamite show.
So like now we can watch AEW Dark. Now we can watch.
Yeah.
Like.
We can watch TNA or Impact Wrestling it's called now.
Okay.
We can maybe watch a Ring of Honor. Tons of wrestling out there.
Oh, man. I thought I was getting, like, some time off, maybe. I was just thinking we could watch AEW Dark and AEW.
We could sprinkle some other stuff in every now and then, too.
Okay.
There's good wrestling out there, April.
Okay, is there anything else we need to cover about WWE or talk more shit about? Because...
No.
Oh, are you done? You're fully done venting?
No, I'm done.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
No, it's just... it is really weird to... It's a really weird... Something else came out, though, that was bad. What else was bad that they did this week? They did something else. Well, they started live shows again.
Yeah.
Which was wild.
We covered the Super PAC.
We covered the Super PAC. They fired everybody. That announcer, that referee died.
Oh, yeah. Howard Finkel.
That was the other thing. I was like, there's something else that was bad that happened.
That wasn't because of WWE, though.
That wasn't because of WWE, but something bad had happened.
He was having medical issues and had been in an assisted living care. Howard Finkel, and he passed away.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Not good wrestling.
So all the firings happened Wednesday, and then Thursday Howard Finkel dies.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you think they acknowledged it on SmackDown yesterday?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a huge part of it.
Do you think they brought the entire team out to do the ringing the bell and they didn't practice social distancing? They were all hugging and kissing. They literally were just making out with each other? Perfect.
Howard Finkel came up with the WrestleMania name.
I did hear that.
Where did you hear that from? Wrestling Observer?
Yeah.
You bitch.
Okay, well. All right.
That's the show, everyone. Have a good
day. We're going to cover AEW.
Oh, my God. Have I got something to show you?
Okay,
so while we're on the topic of WWE just being a shitty company and having horrible ideas and being fucking stupid, so they want to turn the Revival into a comedy act.
How do you know?
Leaked pictures have come out to what they wanted them to look like.
No way.
Hold on, because there's more.
These are not real.
They're real.
No, they're not. This is not real.
Vince McMahon reportedly hand-delivered these pictures to Dash and Wilder.
Okay, but why do they look like they're like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's what I said. This whole thing is very Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle-ish. And those are glow sticks.
Those are glow sticks?
Those are glow sticks.
Oh, I thought they were like batons.
Size?
Or like, you know, like those like weird swords.
So somebody reached out to... Dash Wilder, as he's known now, Cash Wheeler.
Okay.
Confirm or deny these. And then he replied, plead the fifth. Which means, yeah, this was an idea that Vince McMahon thought was really cool.
No.
Yep. It's really
what
bad.
What is that? That looks like St. Patrick's Day. That doesn't look like St. Patty's Day to you? That looks like people I would see like... what's that one horrible bar? McFadden's.
So it's to give you guys an idea of what we're looking at. It's very Steiner Brothers-esque, where like the left side of Dash is green and the right side of Wilder is green and the other white on the vice versa suspenders.
They literally look like they're going to go to the bar to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
Wilder is wearing a huge chain with a huge pendant on it that just says Shatter Machine, and it looks like Ninja Turtles. They're both wearing bow ties. Wilder is also wearing a Cat in the Hat type hat, and they're both wearing, and the other one is wearing a bandana. There's boas and strings. It's not good.
And then that looks like ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, it's very Hulk Hogan-esque. My whole thing is like, well, why are their lips so red?
Yeah, why are they wearing lipstick?
I don't know.
Are they trying to make them like New Day, but like as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I don't know.
Huh.
Nothing about this was a good idea.
What? How dare you? Shorty G.
Someone tweeted, this is hard to believe until you remember Olympic athlete Chad Gable. Shorty G.
Oh, why does Shorty G do it?
Money.
What?
There's a hashtag trending right now. Add a wrestler, ruin a TV show. Kane the Virgin.
What?
Sweet Life of Zack Ryder and Cody Rhodes.
I can't.
John Cena, Warrior Princess.
What is life right now? That's a trend.
Orange Cassidy is the new black. SpongeBob, Orton, SquarePants.
No.
Oh, no. It's always Sunny in Philadelphia. Excuse me, Big Bang E Theory. Or the Big E Bang Theory. This is one of my favorite clips because Daniel Bryan tried so hard not to fucking laugh.
He's trying to look so disgusted. That's when Daniel Bryan was bad for sure, right? Yeah.
Everybody hates Chris Jericho. Everybody loves Rey Mysterio. My name is Earl Hebner.
Okay, come on.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Get it?
That's so Raven.
Okay, come on. Come on.
2.5 Manitar.
I can't.
All right. AEW Dynamite. From anything else to add?
No, I'm not going to get those images out of my head of the team, but oh, man.
From, I just needed to get the date. Sorry. April 15th, tax day. 2020 AEW opens up with another Jake Roberts promo just saying, hey, Cole Caban is good, but he's not going to beat Lance Archer. And that's what it opens up with. Lance Archer.
A monster.
Versus Cole Cabana. This match was really good. Cole Cabana is a workhorse, a carpenter by trade.
Is he?
No.
Oh, I was like, why are you saying that?
Carpenter in the ring.
Oh, okay.
Archer fucking gets him up and hits him with the, what the fuck is this finisher called? Something crazy. Blackout.
Death.
So this match was in the tournament for the TNT championship
and Lance Archer won.
Lance Archer goes through. Britt Baker
dies.
Promo.
Oh, sorry.
She died last week. Where she has her nose bandaged.
Oh my god, was that already last week?
That she broke her nose?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god.
She wrestled.
I just watched that.
Well, she wrestled another match on the show.
I know, but I thought that for some reason I just confused them. But she didn't have her nose bandaged for this fight.
No. So I'm wondering, I'm sure they just taped a bunch of shit.
Right.
Did commentary after.
Okay.
Or did commentary during.
Okay.
I don't know what AEW's doing. They just taped a shit ton of shit. All throughout the show, we do have some promos peppered in from various stars of the rings from Bellator and wrestling. Just talking about the no holds barred match between Moxley and Jake Hager.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get Britt Baker versus Cassandra Golden. Squash match. Britt Baker wins.
No wonder. I was like, dude, I can't remember this.
Yeah. It was really quick.
Okay.
Ron Funches talks about John Moxley. Then we get the bubbly bunch, which is all of the Inner Circle on their phones in their houses. Just talking.
Just being ridiculous themselves.
Jake Hager makes his kids do earmuffs, and then he says he's going to kick the shit out of John Moxley.
Yeah.
Jericho's making, like, horrible eggs and, like, spilling orange juice.
Doesn't look like he sprayed the pan or anything. Like, the eggs are just sticking to the pan.
Sammy's, like, working out.
Of course. Being, like, a total D-bag like his character.
And then Jericho says, where the hell's Hangman Page been? I wonder if Cody fed him to the tigers. He calls him Exotic Cody Joe.
I can't.
And then as they get off, Jericho yells at his assistant that he needs toilet paper.
Yeah, he does.
I have something to tell you after this.
About toilet paper?
Yes. Sammy Guevara versus Shug D. This is Sugar Dunkerton. He's been an indie wrestler forever. Pretty good indie wrestler as well.
But like,
this is Pineapple Joe.
Just like a regular dude. He's not signed on the roster, right?
No.
Okay.
What was he called? Jericho called him, was it Pineapple Pete? I think it was Pineapple Pete last week. And then he came out with a shirt on wrestling, pro wrestling tees, with a pineapple peach shirt. Jericho, it's Jericho and Tony Schiavone on commentary again. And Jericho's fucking amazing.
It just seems like, though, that they're not there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they were in the building or if they're recording it somewhere else.
Just weird that they wouldn't even show them or acknowledge them.
So they show them a little bit in the beginning, and they are standing next to each other. But I don't know if they were there live. Like, it seems like it was recorded live.
Okay.
And he just keeps talking a bunch of shit about Pineapple Pete. Sammy wins.
Of course, because he's like, oh, look at him.
Sammy grabs the microphone after the match and says he's going to beat the shit out of Darby Allin.
He's like, that stupid face paint.
Stupid face painted idiot. Then he attacks Sugar Dunkerton, and then Darby Allin makes the save.
Yeah. But he won.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. We get Kip Sabian with Penelope Ford versus Chuck Taylor with Orange Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
This match, like, Jericho was fucking on fire in this match. Just talking about, Jimmy Havoc was out in the audience, and Jericho was like, they live together. Kip Sabian and Penelope have a nice apartment, and Havoc lives in a cardboard box. Like, what?
Yeah.
Just fucking.
This is when Orange Cassidy does, like, the weird flirt move that Penelope Ford does.
At one point during the match, Penelope Ford gets on the apron to distract.
To be, like, sexy.
Chuck Taylor, yeah. It takes off her jacket.
She's like, ooh, I'm
it
sexy.
It makes, like, kissy faces.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, like, oh, can't not look.
And then Chuck Taylor gets on the apron after the fact and does the same exact thing.
No, you said Chuck Taylor.
Or Orange Cassidy. Takes off his jacket and then, like, poses.
Poses. And Jericho's like, no.
Yeah. I would never do that. It was great. And then Jimmy Havoc jumps the guardrail,
yeah.
Attacks Orange Cassidy, which distracts Chuck Taylor, which allows Kip to hit his finisher and win. 1, 2, 3. Chuck Taylor not only did not get to say shit on air, but also taking another loss. Unfortunate.
Oh, my God.
We do get announced that Orange Cassidy will face Jimmy Havoc this week on Dynamite.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because Orange Cassidy is just like...
This is first match on Dynamite.
Damn.
Then we get Sean Spears versus Justin Law. Squash match. Sean Spears wins.
Yeah.
it wasn't bad. At one point they did some, like, amateur wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Sean Spears playing the heel. Got, like, bested. Ran off.
Sean Spears, where is your wife?
Sean, where's your wife?
Where the fuck is your wife?
Then we get a 30-minute empty arena match.
Damn, man.
Too no long. Bar. It was much too long. It was long. Good, but it was long.
It would have just been so much better with an audience.
Yeah. It also probably been better if it was about 10 minutes shorter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was way too long.
But they beat the living shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Do
you think they worked together at all in WWE?
I don't think so. I can't remember. Because they were We the People.
You said they weren't?
They were. Him and Cesaro. So I'm trying to think if the Shield came in. It seems like a match that probably would have happened.
Hmm.
Jack Swagger and Cesaro versus two members of the Shield.
Hmm.
But
we'll have to look it up.
Look it up.
But yeah, this match was long.
It was good. There's a lot of submission holds.
Good, but not good for an empty arena, man.
No, throwing each other into the dasher boards. Jim Ross on commentary said about 3 times, what do you need guardrails for if there's no audience? Yeah, wasn't bad. Moxley won.
Yeah, thank God.
Still the champion.
Yeah.
Hit a paradigm shift on a chair.
Damn, his whole championship's going to be empty arenas, man. That's what's crazy.
Not if...
At least... Huh?
And this was obviously filmed...
A while ago.
A while ago, because this was still in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This was at the Daily Plaza, where the fuck they call
but,
it.
But, like, I guess they can go back to Florida, but they still can't have an audience. You know?
What'd you think of the show?
It was okay. It was a good, pretty decent.
Nothing crazy. Britt Baker, her face didn't explode.
A lot of squash matches, though.
Yeah.
What did we say? Three of them?
Sean Spears, Sammy.
Britt,
yeah.
No, Sammy wasn't a squash match. Oh, that was a match.
Yeah. I didn't think Sugar was going to be. No, that was Cole Cabana.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It was only two. No, pretty good. Pretty good.
Why?
Let's see.
Are you going to try to look it up if the Shield has ever faced?
No. I can do that, but I have to put the microphone down.
What?
My stand.
Oh my God, he's being so dramatic about his mic stand that broke. But I think it's broke because the kid messes with it. That's my opinion. But what were you gonna look up before that?
Let's see what other matches. Here's Jack Swagger versus Rollins.
And Rollins has blonde hair then, so yeah. I remember the stupid We the People gimmick. And I mean, I haven't been watching wrestling for that long. So, I think that they have worked together, right? Did we figure out if... We were trying to just figure out if Dean Ambrose and Jack Swagger had worked together.
They were definitely there at the same time.
What is this? This is literally a video game.
This is like SmackDown versus Raw.
Oh my God. This was not helpful, whatever you looked up just now.
I'm sure at one point they had a match.
Okay. Well, you did not.
It seems like it's mostly Jack Swagger versus Seth Rollins. SmackDown main event. Oh, Cesaro and Sheamus versus Seth Rollins and Ambrose.
Is it real or is it a video game?
That's real.
There you go.
Swagger versus King Barrett.
I remember King Barrett the most.
Man, Bad News Barrett was the best.
Also, when was that like Tournament of the King thing?
King of the Ring. It hasn't been a year.
It hasn't been a year yet? Mm-mm. Oh my God. I feel like Baron Corbin's been a king forever.
Let's see.
Forever.
King Corbin.
Dude, this is like the third person telling me to download the app House Party.
What's that?
That's the thing I told you that Chase wanted us to download to like play games with other people during quarantine. Crown Jewel.
October 31st. That's how long he's been.
No way. You're going to tell me this guy's only been king since October 31st? No. That's not real. He didn't become king in Saudi Arabia? What are you talking about,
man? Why does it say that, then?
That makes absolutely no sense. Saudi Arabia.
September.
Jesus, I was like, there's no way.
Hold on. That is nearly a month.
That's a difference. Oh my God, I feel like this clown has been fucking king forever.
September 16th.
We're not allowed about it. We're not even allowed to talk about WWE anymore.
Fuck him.
Oh my God.
Pieces of shit.
Whoa.
They could have had Chad Gable be king. King Gable.
Remember? That's when everyone was like cheering him so much. And then Vince McMahon was like, he's too short. We're going to give him a name. Shorty G. That's the most ridiculous gimmick
Vince McMahon wanted to
I
make,
have ever seen.
Make the Bastard Pac Mighty Mouse.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. It was a whole Mighty Mouse gimmick. He wanted him to wear a cape and, like, you know, small but powerful. Like, that's what he saw with Pac.
And Pac, like, was like, yes, I love it. I love it. I mean, I think that Vince has good ideas.
He's really smart.
I feel like a lot of people are pretty, like, how would you assume the WWE locker room is even right now? Like, I would assume a lot of people are pretty down.
I would think so too. Your boy Seth Rollins released some video that I didn't want to watch because fuck.
He's a D-bag, so who cares? Yeah,
just basically talking about the WWE family.
Oh my God.
It's so hard. If you have like 5 minutes, just throw in your Google machine, Brian Alvarez, WWE family, and give that a listen. Because it's fucking spectacular. Yeah, because that's ridiculous.
You can't be like this WWE family. Like,
you know, it's just hard and we're all in this together and, you know, we're a family.
Yeah, you're a family. You and your fiance get to work because you guys are literally.
Yeah.
You guys have which the is so, that's whole what's so package. Funny.
I wonder if they're going to do more layoffs after Monday and they're just like. Not that it's ever stopped them before, but like maybe Bobby needs to like serve Lana divorce papers and then Lana gets fired like right after that.
Whoa, that'd be crazy. I don't think they'd fire Lana though. I feel like they like her.
Who knows?
And I feel like Lana's just Vince's type. You know what I mean?
She's got boobs.
Okay. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. It's got to be really weird. Because you got to think there's a lot of them, I guess if like you follow them on social media, like all that kind of stuff, like they all, let me just put a quote unquote family, okay? Because sometimes you can be annoyed with your family and fucking can't stand them. So I guess in a sense, yeah, maybe it's a family, but like I would never leave my family stranded. Oh my God, don't let me forget. I have to tell you something. It has something to do with my family.
You wouldn't fire your family?
I don't feel like I would fire. I don't think I would fire my family during a pandemic when, like, you have no idea what's going to happen and what anyone's health is or anything like that. If my family was a piece of shit and a horrible employee, I would have fired them long before a pandemic. Do you know what I mean?
And that's a lot of people are having issues with it right now too, because it's like,
the whole thing is just shady.
They've bloated their roster so much and don't use so many fucking people.
But then hold them hostage.
And offer them exorbitant deals. Yeah. And like.
And then you just said that Luke Gallows and them, they just had a huge re-signing of their contract.
Supposedly like $900,000.
Combined? Yes.
I don't know.
That would be insane to offer them each $900,000. Get out of here.
$900,000.
No.
Probably combined. But still, $450,000? Like, for a 5-year contract?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just, I feel like that's such a weird thing to do during this time.
Yeah. And everyone keeps, like, trying to, like, oh, WWE's not that bad. Disney had to lay off people. And it's like, well, Disney didn't just, like, get deemed an essential service to continue producing content. Like, and it's come out again that, like, okay, yeah, they're not running shows like WWE, like Raws and SmackDowns, but those shows were losing money anyway. So they're coming out a little bit ahead on that. And you still have your TV deals. You're still going to sell merch. You still have your licensing deals. So what?
Because they want to be profitable. They don't want to lose profit. So in that sort of quote-unquote business end, it's just they think different because all they care about is money. They don't really care about the talent or their staff. They've proven that before, long before this happened.
Yeah.
That's how they treat their people. They only care about what's bringing them in money, what can make them the most money, and that's the only thing that's ever going to matter.
Which I get. It's a business.
Yes.
But there's a point where you...
But don't try to front that you care and you're a family. Don't try to bring that bullshit in.
And bring up, like, all the, like make a wish shit that you like. That's just fucking gross. It's a gross company.
Yeah. So.
And now we free up our Fridays.
And our Mondays. Yeah. Don't forget.
For 3 hours.
Yeah.
I was freeing up my Mondays anyway when you were going to school. Yeah. I wasn't watching that bullshit.
Whoa.
This has been a long time coming.
Steve is angry and bitter.
I was going to buy those tank tops, the Bray Wyatt tank tops.
Oh, yeah.
I said, no way. I'm not supporting it. Fuck them.
Oh, but now you have a WrestleMania shirt that says I wasn't there.
It's true.
What are you going to do with that shirt?
Put it in the closet.
Burn it. Are you going to try to make a statement and burn it?
No.
And then put it on social media like how people do it with like people's jerseys and shit?
Because they already got that money. It's already sold. So.
Oh, man.
I just won't buy anymore.
And we're not going to watch them. And so you got to think too, like, hopefully there's other people out there that are thinking the same thing. Like, what a shitty thing to do. What a shitty time you... It's just so, like, slimy how they did everything. But, like, we don't have the network anymore. We're no longer going to watch both of their shows because we weren't watching NXT. And we're not going to watch their pay-per-views. Like, it's a lot of money. If, like, a lot of people do it, you know?
Yeah. Did you hear what Money in the Bank is going to be?
No. No. Why are you staring at me?
It's going to be at their, like, building. Not the performance center, but, like, their headquarters. And it starts on the bottom floor. And the briefcases are on the roof of the building.
No, that's not real.
Yep. It's real.
Okay, wait. I don't get it.
I really don't understand it either, but I'm already done with it, so I didn't read any more into it.
They're going to wrestle inside a building?
Mm-hmm.
Every single person?
I guess.
Where are the headquarters? In Florida?
The headquarters are in New York, but I think they...
Are they high as a kite if they think they're going to New... Hold...
I don't know. April?
No.
I don't know.
No. Hold on.
I don't know.
That is too much information for me to process.
Well, it's Connecticut. It's Connecticut.
Who cares? Do you know how many coronavirus cases are in that fucking vicinity? You're fucking... Dude, I'm glad I'm in Nevada right now. Let me tell you something. We are not that high on...
Well... Oh, you're talking about COVID cases.
Stupid. Are you high right now? I'm not. No. I actually don't smoke pot.
It's hot in here.
It's not that bad. Look it, we don't have things to talk about if we don't talk about SmackDown. No,
we're gonna start watching more wrestling.
What
would you grade that Dynamite show?
I would grade it overall like a pretty B minus.
Yeah,
B minus, almost a C.
I would say B plus.
Oh no,
Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy.
No, come on, you can't keep showing favoritism towards that.
Yes, I can. No. And Colt Cabana.
I would say the B minus is because of Jericho's commentary. It moved up from a C.
That was a big plus. Colt Cabana. If you're not following Colt Cabana on social media, please do. Especially Instagram.
I'm not on social media. So we didn't even acknowledge that Drake Maverick came out with like the most depressing, sad video I've ever seen in my whole life.
I don't want to talk about that. Why? He's still going to wrestle in the... cruiserweight.
Why don't you want to talk about it?
It's very depressing. Drake Maverick cried on tape, posted it on Instagram.
Yeah. I watched No Way Jose's. It wasn't bad.
I haven't even watched Heath Slater's. Heath Slater did one too.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to watch that one.
Yeah, I don't think he's crying.
Yeah.
He's drinking a Coors Light.
That shirt that says I got fired looks pretty funny. Also, should I get it?
You got anything else?
I think that's it. I think that we've acknowledged everything we want to talk about. From now on, we're going to change the name of this show to what? Dynamite Wrestling.
Fuck WWE.
Whoa. Whoa.
Frankensteiner presents.
So what's...
Fuck you, Vince McMahon.
Wow. I don't think I'm going to call it that. But, yeah. We're going to watch some more different wrestling, but we're going to watch Dynamite Dark now, and we can start going over that. And
Dynamite Dark is a good name. Why didn't they call it Dynamite Dark? It's just AEW Dark.
Oh, is that what I called it?
Yeah, you called it Dynamite Dark.
DD.
I think we got the new name for the show.
Dynamite Dark. Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
I did it. Not even on purpose.
Hooray.
Hooray. Okay, bye.
For April 4th, Steve, this has been Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Dark. What? Make sure to keep an eye on our website, frankenculture.com. Also, follow our separate non-wrestling feed, which is Frankenculture Presents, on all of your major podcast platforms. April and I host another show where we talk about movies. We recently watched Rat Race, and now with all this extra time, we'll probably kick out some more episodes of that. All your social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can find us, Frankenculture. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, God, my mouse isn't on.